Thankfully, the Emergencies Act inquiry wrapped up in Ottawa last Friday with a marathon question and answer session with the Prime Minister. The PM may or may not have proven that his government met all the requirements needed to justify the act, but he did present a credible explanation as to why he decided to invoke the act, and the fact that the Justice Minister and the CISA CEO supported the move tends to lend credibility to that decision. Of course, there are pundits who simply don't like Trudeau, and they'll continue to characterize the use of the act as an overreaction, but few, if any of them, were subjected to the constant intimidation by those who invaded and illegally occupied downtown Ottawa. Look, there's a lot to be critical about with this Prime Minister and this government in both domestic and foreign policy, but on this issue, well, the naysayers are off base. We're supposed to stand up to bullies and anarchists who try to impose their misguided and dangerous values on the majority and subvert our democracy. The tragedy here is not that the Emergencies Act was used. The tragedy is that many politicians and police officers betrayed our trust. If those self-serving politicians and cops who are more dedicated to some political ideology than their duty to community had done their jobs, the Emergencies Act would never have been necessary. And that's the reality. I'm Bill Kelly.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.